Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 1st comes from Numbers 8. In Numbers 8, Yahweh prepares the Levites for their service by cleansing them. The first thing we see in Numbers 8 is that the Levites were actually cleansed during this process with sprinkled water of purification, the shaving of their bodies, and washed clothes in Numbers 8 verse 7. This was a spiritual process to qualify them for spiritual duties in the worship and service of Yahweh, but part of that process required a physical cleansing with water. In many ways, this cleansing foreshadows Christian baptism, where our physical washing with water corresponds with the spiritual cleansing we receive through the blood of Jesus. Also, we find blood sacrifices here in the cleansing process for the Levites. Part of their purification required a sin offering and a burnt offering to make atonement for the Levites, according to Numbers 8 verse 12. Sin offerings were made for the purpose of removing guilt for specific sins, according to Leviticus 4 verse 1 through 5 verse 13, and burnt offerings were consumed completely in the fire to symbolize the complete dedication of the worshiper as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, according to Leviticus 1 verse 9. The bulls and the grain offerings were not the only sacrifices offered to Yahweh. Interestingly, the Levites themselves were offered as a wave offering. Partially, this means that the Levites belonged to Yahweh, as we read in Numbers 8, verses 14 through 18, dedicated to him through the wave offering. But it also means that Yahweh has given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the people of Israel, according to Numbers 8, verse 19. God gave the Levites as a gift to serve the priests who served all Israel. Again, the primary responsibility of the Levites was to guard the tabernacle that there may be no plague among the people of Israel when the people of Israel come near the sanctuary, in Numbers 8, verse 19. Then, when the cleansing process was complete, the Levites began to do the work that Yahweh had prepared for them, in Numbers 8, 22. Up to the point that they must retire from service because of old age in Numbers 8 verses 23 through 26. In Hebrews 10 verses 19 through 25, we learn that we receive the sprinkled blood of Jesus and the washing of our bodies with the pure water of baptism for largely the same reasons that the Levites were cleansed. First, we are cleansed so that we can draw near to the Father in worship through Christ, in Hebrews 10, verse 22. But second, we are cleansed so that we, like the Levites, can engage in the ministry to which our Lord calls us, as we read in Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25. And let us consider how to stir one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. The blood of Jesus and your baptism equip you for worship and for ministry. Don't waste them. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.